is post-harvest management practices for improving quality of blackberries.
Good afternoon, and thank you. Thank you for coming this afternoon to this session. Yes, this is a work that I carried out together with my student, Brian Lawrence, and it's on how what can we do to improve quality of blackberries. As you know, the blackberry is a very delicate fruit that have problems with shelf life, and so there are several issues, post-harvest issues, and the three most important ones, the first one is a fresh weight loss, which causes a loss of appearance for consumers, like it doesn't look like fresh. And the second one is very interesting, it's called red droplet reversion. It's also known as red droplet disorder or reddening. And, well, as you know, the blackberry is an aggregate fruit and has many droplets. And so the red droplet reversion consists of some of these droplets reverting from black to red. And that normally happens after cold storage. So when they are harvested, they are black, but after cold storage, they become red. It's not fully understood. It's not well understood why this happens. I mean, we know that it's a lack or a loss of anthocyanins, pigments. But the reason why, well, what we know of is that it's related to a drastic change of temperature. That drastic change of temperature causes that, actually related to moisture loss too. Well, there is cell degradation and moisture loss. Because of that moisture loss, slightly changes the pH inside of the droplet, and that causes changes and loss of anthocyanins. So, and of course, for it depreciates the value very much for consumers. They don't like to see blackberries with red droplets. And then the third one is leakiness, and this is as simple as some of these vesicles would leak some juice. And we can always see it in this pad that we have in the clamshell. Like as soon as they roll on a little bit, you will see spots of juice. Now, some varieties seem to be more prone to develop some of these changes than others, so there is a genetic compound there. But also, it's environmentally affected. It's what we have seen from previous works, so from other people working on this, and what we have seen in our own study. So the objective of this study was to determine the effect of harvest practices and post-harvest practices on the quality of different blackberry varieties. We have, at Clemson University Master Fruit Tree Research Farm, we have a field with 11 varieties. We have three rows, one, two, and the third one is here, with 11 varieties here. And each variety is plotted with five plants. So we have five plants of each variety. So 11 varieties, 11, 11. So a total of 55 plants per row. These are the list of varieties that are all commercially available. And what we did was that we harvested each of them on three different dates, in between 2 or 3 weeks. The period goes, it's longer than 3 weeks, but it's where the peak of the season is for each variety. So most of them were harvested every week for 3 weeks, but some of them, especially towards the end, we only did it for 2 weeks. And then we have three factors. And I'll explain this clearer in the next slide, but just for naming them, it's harvest time, the delay in bringing the fruit to the cooler, and the time that they spend in the cooler. Why did we choose these factors? Well, growers normally grow many varieties at the same time. And so if we see that there are different varieties and they could be affected by environmental factors, the idea behind this study was that they could take decisions and say, I need to harvest this one earlier, or I can harvest this one at the end of the day, if there is an influence of harvesting at that for that variety. Or once I harvest it, I need to bring it quicker to the cooler, so I'm going to leave this one by the end of the day. Or not, if it doesn't matter, I can if the delay in bringing the fruit to the cooler is not a, a problem, I can harvest it, the first one, and then leave it for the end. I mean, bringing them to the cooler at the end. And then how long it keeps being in the cooler. Depending on the market, I mean, some growers, they take them to the farmer's market the next day, but some other ones can leave it 1 or 2 weeks in the cooler. So we have two treatments for picking, harvesting at 7 in the morning or harvesting at 10 in the morning. Then for each time, we had two treatments for delaying time to the cooler. The first one was almost immediately taken to the cooler, less than the time of taking the weights and taking them into the cooler, so definitely less than 30 minutes. And the second treatment was an hour and a half. And then for each of these treatments, we have two durations in the cooler. It could be 1 week or 2 weeks. And the same, we did the same thing for the blackberries that were harvested at 10 in the morning. So total we have 8 treatments. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, and another 4 treatments here. So it was a factorial design with 8 treatments and 3 blocks. Each block was each of the rows. For each pick, we picked in a clamshell with a pad, we picked 6 blackberries. So it's 6 blackberries times 8, 48 per treatment, per day, and per row. Like, if we talk per treatment, is 48 times 3, because we have 3 rows, and then that's per day, and it was picked 3 times, so 300 and something. And so first thing when we take them to the lab is weighing them to get the fresh weight, and then immediately we take them to the cooler, or we put them in the shade, but leave them outside at room temperature, outdoor temperature, for an hour and a half, and then take them to the cooler. And when we take them back, again, we weigh them, get the fresh weight 1 or 2 weeks after, open the clamshell, and start evaluating blackberry by blackberry, and see how many of them had reddening, or if we see leakage, we can see some spots here. No? So our results show that if we combine all varieties together, harvest time has some influence on fruit and fresh weight loss, but not significant differences for reddening and leakiness. This is slightly different from some other studies that we have seen from the University of Arkansas, where they have seen how harvest time is indeed one of the factors that cause more reddening. But we think that one of the reasons behind, and we'll talk a little bit more later, it actually could be environmental conditions. Then delay to the cooler, it's one of the big ones. We saw 99.9% significance in fruit weight loss. And then definitely cooling time for fresh weight loss and reddening. There was almost no interaction among all these factors, only harvest time and delay for leakiness. But that being said, this is for, in general, for all of the varieties. Like, we were interested, thinking of a grower point of view, how would each of these varieties be affected? Because, for example, here I have Chester and Triple Crown. They are both in the same season, towards the end of the season, and Triple Crown showed a lot more than Chester. No? So if we do the analysis variety per variety, we see how, harvest time mostly doesn't have any effect on fresh weight loss. Only for Apache, which is actually very bad. Like, this is one of those that you need to harvest early in the morning. The earlier you pick, the better, the less fresh weight you will lose. But for the other ones, we didn't see any effect on fresh weight loss. And again, cooling time is an important factor, and having them 2 weeks, for example, would cause a greater loss for all these varieties. But there are some that doesn't. So again, that can help us in giving recommendations to growers. For reddening, again, we didn't see any difference for any variety related to harvest time. But however, again, here we could see how Apache, not only, if you remember before, for fresh weight loss, it needs to be harvested earlier, but if we take longer time in taking it to the cooler, it would show more reddening. So putting all these pieces together, variety per variety, would help us, including leakiness. Leakiness, as I was saying, It's a factor that it's commonly seen before bringing them into the cooler, but and that's what the common knowledge, what growers think. But we have also seen that for some varieties, such as Chester, it affects harvest time or cooling time affects leakiness. No? So again, going variety per variety, that's the next step. We can give recommendations. But as I said, each of these varieties was harvested three times. So there are three trays, first week, second week, and third week. Well, it gets even more complicated because sometimes where we don't see significant differences in general for one variety, it happens that for 1 week was higher than for the other one, significantly higher than for the other one. What does it mean? There are certain environmental factors, and we suspect that could be relative humidity, could be temperature, because not all days are the same. Like you have cloudy days, you have sunny days. That can alter up or down these results. And this is what we think that could explain the differences that we have observed compared to other studies in some of the regions in the country. So the main ideas to take home is that handling practices at harvest and post-harvest do affect fruit quality, and the varieties respond differently depending on these to these practices. No? So these guidelines should be made and must be as specific for each varieties and possibly per locations, no? At least for each region. And that's all. Any question? We haven't felt it. And there is another disorder, the white droplet disorder, and that one I can say that it doesn't. But it's mostly a cosmetic damage. I mean, consumers, you see that in a clamshell in the supermarket, and you don't want to, you choose the one that doesn't have any. It depreciates the value. But we haven't, I mean, it's not that we have done a test for that, but we haven't tasted any difference. Uh, 50 to 70%. Again, it changes between early in the morning and 10 in the morning. But field temperatures at 7 in the morning, I could say, would be around 70, 75. At 10 in the morning, or 75 to 80. And at 10 in the morning, they're in the 90s, 90 to 95. I mean, we started harvesting in May and finished at the end of July. So July is a lot hotter. But, yeah, there is like a 20-degree difference between both harvest times.
So I have a question.
Yes.
When blackberries turn from red to dark blue or black, is that a pH change during ripening?
No, during ripening, no, of course not.
Just when it reverts to red, that's...
Yes, that's... That's something I should have said. That I mean, the change in color you would see in the field berries that are partly red, partly black, mm-hmm. and that's not reddening. You don't see it in the field. Okay. Reddening you see it after cold harvest. Okay. So it's not a pH.
Okay.